I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Howdy, third hour before you blast, and we do as well, into the weekend. Let's do it. Live from our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio, where we're hanging out. Our Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. I saw this during the break. We'll get right back to Kaepernick. My buddy Chris Russell out in D.C., who we've had on the show a couple times. You know Chris.
Yeah.
Covers the Redskins, yep. Those shows out there, 106.7 The Fan D.C. I guess Chris was doing an interview with my old station in San Francisco, 95.7 The Game. And Chris said that he believes that Bryce Harper already has a deal done with the Giants.
Interesting.
That he is... He presented it as opinion based on intel. He was smart. He was.
Why would they hold this then?
Bryce's people. Yeah. It could be dot and I's. Could be some sort of. You know. But it's interesting. If you want to go find that on the internet at some point, it's out there. But he's putting himself out there, and it's crazy because you know here we are. Valentine's Day's gone. I mean, and the Severino stuff today. Louis Severino.
4-year extension, right?
4 years, $40 million. What a joke. The owners are getting exactly what they want. I'm not saying this is collusion with Bryce Harper and Machado, but this is definitely a watershed moment for contracts in baseball because now, while Harper and Machado sit on the sideline, somebody like Severino sitting there saying, man, I'm the ace of the Yankees, and he is the undeniable ace of the New York Yankees.
And he's making 10 a year. That's it.
He just agreed. He's probably saying, I better get what I can because if this thing continues to tighten up and goes in this direction for the next couple of years, we know what happened last offseason. We see what happens this offseason.
Yeah.
He's saying, let me at least put $40 million guaranteed, get some generational wealth, and I don't know, at least go from there.
To put that in perspective, CeCe, who's likely to retire after this year, he hasn't fully announced it, but I know he's going to retire after this year, was making $25 million just 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Think about that.
Oh, boy. Again, the back end of a long-term deal, different still, economics. CC came with a different
but
resume.
But Severino was the guy, though. You know what I mean?
Man.
You would think that it would be going higher for the soon-to-be ace of the rotation.
I know you know this. It's not an apple-to-apple thing.
No.
It's very different. But still, the point is for him to...
That's significant. That's a big delta. 25 to 50 to 10. I mean...
It's forcing young players, or at least in the case of somebody like Severino, to be proactive.
Yeah.
And to avoid a preemptive hit down the road. I mean, it could work out. It could be, we could look back in a year and a half and say, geez, Severino, what a dopey move.
Yeah.
Again, you get generational wealth, but so I guess it's hard to say it's fully dopey when you get that, $40 million guaranteed. But maybe you could have gotten 95 or 130. We'll see. But we'll see if that Harper stuff with the Giants works out. All right, Teak, we're going to get these calls about Kaepernick. You and I are obviously already established this. The collusion case, they've had a settlement here. We initially thought it could be around $20 million for Kaepernick. I don't know what Reed's getting because he was on the collusion case as well.
Yeah.
Mike Freeman tweeted out an hour or so ago that...
Reed's a little bit different because he has an existing contract.
Just got another one.
Signed a one-year whatever.
I think it was 3 years.
Like a half-season deal that he signed earlier this year to go play with the Carolina Panthers. They liked them. I don't know if they loved them or not. Whatever. They liked them enough to give him a 3-year extension.
Correct.
So
I'm sure his situation might be a little bit different from Kaepernick. Good job pointing that out. But Freeman says it could be in the neighborhood of 60 to 80. So we don't know if Kaepernick wants to play. Mm-hmm. We don't know if Kaepernick truly can still play. But I'm going to throw a couple of teams at you. Assuming he can play and he didn't sign to the NFL to get the reported $60 or $80 million that he's not signing his secrecy away.
Yeah.
Okay, and a few off-the-radar teams, the non-obvious one. You ready? Just give me a quick assessment if you think this makes any sense.
Okay.
For the team I'm about to mention to kick the tires. Mm-hmm. Patriots.
No.
Why not? Hoyer's their backup.
Mm-hmm. I think Bill Belichick wants to draft somebody that he can groom for a year before Tom Brady decides to retire. And it's not Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
So I say no.
Okay. The Bengals.
Yes.
That's one that jumped out to me as well.
The Bengals, because of what I started, we started to get to this earlier, BT. If you're going to take a shot on Colin Kaepernick, it's because you want him to be good enough that he supplants either your void or the guy who was there who you don't really like anyways. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
And so Cap with the Bengals, you kind of like, all right, beat him out.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see you beat out Andy Dalton because cutting him doesn't really hurt us right now.
Okay, I think I know your answer here, and I think I'm going to disagree with it. Tennessee Titans.
No.
See, I disagree.
Why?
Because it's a similar style to Mariota, and Mariota gets banged up a lot. And it's not a radical departure or shifting of the playbook. You know who the pecking order. Hey, Mariota's the guy, unless he's not.
Yeah.
You got to make that decision on Mariota down the road, big time. You know, do you give him like Jameis Winston, the big time. I would actually, if I'm Tennessee, I might consider kicking the tires. This is just a consideration to kick the tires, not to definitely sign him.
Yeah.
Well, just to have the conversation. To really think about it. Bring him in,
have a conversation, see what he's like. You know what? Let's go out on the field, Cap. Let's see what you got.
Exactly.
Right? Throw the ball around a little bit. See, can you hit the dig routes? Can you throw the 16-yard comeback? Can you? What's your deep ball look like? Let's see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Now that I frame it the way I do about Tennessee, a little more amenable to it, or are you still saying no?
Make Marcus Mariota, in his fifth-year option year, make it or break it year, because after this year, they can't just say, hey, we want to keep you for another year to figure it out, just like with Jameis Winston down in Tampa.
They could tag him.
They could tag you, but that's expensive.
I hear you.
That's expensive.
Yes, as we saw with Cousins.
Right. Exactly. Maybe. It's a maybe.
So you have to get a little thawing of the initial no.
Because it puts pressure on. Look, I believe in competition.
That's not a bad thing.
I mean, believe in competition.
Yeah.
Right? Bring someone in who should be better or could be better than you and see if you can beat him out.
Yeah.
That's what the NFL should be about.
I know your answer is going to be yes for the Jaguars.
Yes.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Would you think
he could go down there and start right away for all I care.
They probably could. Would it be worth, this is going to sound crazy, as a backup to Mahomes? I'm trying to just create a different thought process. It's easy. We know which teams need quarterbacks. I'm trying to see this through a different lens that's a little more interesting than the obvious.
I feel like that one would... I sense that one would be odd.
Why?
Because...
Mahomes is the man. It's his team. MVP. What's so odd about it? You're the backup, Kaepernick. It's all good.
Because Cap's coming in as a veteran who everyone wants to see... But he's not really going to get a chance to. He's not competing.
They don't want to see him more than Mahomes.
Well, he's not competing for anything. Like, he's competing to be the backup.
Exactly.
And I don't know if that's ideal. I think Cap's in a better situation where he's competing to be the starter.
Okay. I would challenge that. I'm not so sure I feel strongly on that. But again, we don't know really who's right. We don't know where his arm is at. Chargers. Remember, they brought in Geno Smith to back up.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers. Didn't play at all. Didn't have to. Rivers is an Iron Man. Kick the tires?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I wouldn't mess around with the...
System's too different.
All right. I wouldn't mess around with the Raiders. Settle Derek Carr's situation before you get into other situations.
I mean, that might
here.
Be a reason. Before you move on from that, wouldn't that be a reason?
Derek Carr's better than Kaepernick.
Oh, of course he is. But again, wouldn't it be a reason to bring him in just to see?
Unless you get rid of Derek Carr.
And we don't know that's not going to happen.
True. If that happens, then sure. Then I'd bring him in. Would you bring him in as a backup to Carson Wentz, assuming that Nick Foles is not back, and he's not going to be?
Yeah, I would.
Would you bring him in as a backup to Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I would.
Would you bring him as a backup to Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Why not? See, that's one that makes sense to
me. Again, because he's competing to be the backup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you got to think, remember my criteria.
Mm-hmm.
It's bring Colin Kaepernick in. He's going to compete for the starting job. You know who your starter is. At least you think you know who your starter is. Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Dak Prescott, whoever. You know who your starter is. If Cap just wows you and beats him out, you're actually you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my criteria is that. So, yeah.
Okay. No, I got you. I got you. How about Atlanta back up? Matty Ice. He's adorable, obviously, and we don't wish injury on anybody.
No, I don't see that one.
I got a good one. Carolina.
Yeah. Definitely.
His buddy Reed's already there.
Definitely.
You got Cam with the shoulder.
Definitely.
That one might make the most sense.
I think it does.
I don't know how.
I don't know exactly what Cam Newton's shoulder surgery was,
mm-hmm.
but we know that.
He had surgery. Which is all you need to know.
Exactly.
To have a plan B.
And he put it off for a while.
I know.
Which sounds eerily similar to Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is fine now, but it took Andrew Luck a minute to get right.
That's right.
So definitely Carolina.
I wouldn't mess with Jameis Winston. I want to give them a full year uninterrupted.
Agreed.
Bruce Arians, BA's, fix him or he's got to go.
Great. This staff is too new there.
I got a crazy one for you that just popped in my head as well. You ready?
Go ahead.
Rams.
No.
I'm not sold on Jared Goff.
I'm not either, but I still think he's going to compete for the backup there.
What if there's carryover from that Super Bowl? What if Todd Gurley's knee remains an issue?
Mm-hmm.
What if Jared Goff scuffles to move the ball downfield? He doesn't push it down with great velocity.
So maybe that falls in the middle.
Russell Wilson, no. 49ers, no. Been there, done that. Cardinals, I would say no.
Agreed.
Okay. Get some calls?
Yeah.
855-212-4227. Marvin in Sacramento.
What's up, Marvin? Where you at?
Marvin is on Tiki and Tierney.
What's up, Marvin? What's up, dude?
Hey, listen. I like to preface what I have to say about Kaepernick by saying briefly that all of the scenarios you guys pose for the Giants would be a vast upgrade at the quarterback position and for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. But as far as Kaepernick is concerned, Kaepernick now, he has a social and political brand. I think he's beyond – he has transcended football. He's kind of where Jim Brown was when Jim Brown decided he wanted to be an actor. Jim Brown was pretty active in the same way Kaepernick is, and it wasn't going to work.
Can I say something, Marvin? Let me stop you for 1 second, and I'll certainly let you finish. And, Teak, if you got to help me with this, I'm going to lean on you. I don't know. How do we possibly compare Colin Kaepernick's world to Jim Brown's world?
Yeah.
How are we going to do that to Jim Brown?
Think of them.
How are we going to disrespect Jim Brown?
Yeah.
And what he had to overcome compared to Colin Kaepernick's world? Let's be real.
I'm not making a comparison.
You said he's like Jim Brown. I'm just reacting to what you said. Go ahead, Marvin.
Okay. No, it's not a comparison in that respect.
Okay.
I don't like comparison.
My bad.
What I'm trying to say is when Jim Brown decided that, Jim Brown once said, look, people look at me as Jim Brown football player. I'm not one-dimensional. And that's what I'm saying. That's where he's at with this.
Yeah.
He has transcended football. His brand is a social political brand at this point. I don't see him throwing touchdowns until he's 50. But what he's doing away from football, he can do forever. And that's where – and none of these owners – this isn't about whether he can play again. There's no doubt in my mind that after a brief period of time, he'll get his sauce back and he can compete with any of these quarterbacks. But it's a matter of whether ownership is going to want the controversy. That's all it's about.
It's a big part of it, if not all of it.
That's the bottom line.
All right. If not all of it. Thanks, Marvin.
It's interesting.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
I think Jim Brown, and I don't know Jim Brown. I met him a couple of times because we passed circles, past each other in football, NFL-related events. But I don't know him. I haven't sat down with him. I haven't dived into his history and learn how he grew up and what his issues were in high school and college in the NFL that were not football related. But I've always got this feeling that Jim Brown knew that his power of influence that came from being a football player was going to help him change the world in some regard. Right, and I think he knew that
in real time when he was a young athlete.
When he was young, like he felt it when he was up in Syracuse, mm-hmm. when he went to the Browns, like he could feel the power of his presence. Like mm-hmm. he'd walk in somewhere and that's Jim Brown, right? He knew that he had an influence,
mm-hmm.
and so when he ultimately decided to leave football, mainly because the Browns ownership didn't want to pay him, he said, "All right, peace. I'm going to make some movies and do these other things." Like he was fully aware of what he was walking into.
Mm-hmm.
The difference to me is I think Cap happened upon this somewhat accidentally. Not that he didn't have an epiphany, because I think he did,
mm-hmm.
about police brutality in this country. But I'm not sure he knew what his narrative, like what the story was going to be. He kind of wrote it as it was going, or
just reacted to the twists and turns in the road
exactly,
as it came.
Exactly.
Yeah, it might be something to that.
He didn't have it planned out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worked out for him in large part because he hasn't said much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's not bombastic. He's not loud. He's not out there. He's not on social media. Look at me. Look at me. This is what I'm doing.
We're left to interpret a lot.
It's subtle, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we're interpreting a lot. Jim Brown, it was different because mm-hmm. the era was different. The time was different. How black people were treated was different.
That's why I said what I said before, out of fairness to Jim Brown.
And I agree. And so I was just basically expounding upon what you said.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Cap has evolved outside of just being thought as a football player. And I honestly think that, you know, if the league paid him $80 million, he's never going anywhere near an NFL field again.
Mm.
And he'll use this platform, this financial platform, to do some amazing things outside of the game, but around the things that he cares about. But it's compelling, right? This story is really compelling.
Sure.
As much as we want to, like, let's move on and let's play football, there's something compelling and fascinating about it. Even if you don't necessarily agree with the tactics it took to get here.
Oh, I think if you're in a rush to just push us in the corner of the room, I mean, if you do what we do for a living, you're terrible at your job.
Agreed.
And you have to talk about this. It's beyond compelling. It's going to hit points of certain conversations where, unfortunately, it gets a little divisive again. I think, you know, volumes will be raised and, you know, that will, unfortunately, in some circles where there's a lack of intelligence. Mm-hmm. And a lack of open-mindedness, that will creep into the equation. But of course, it's compelling. This is compelling stuff. There's no doubt about it. It's been an undercurrent, you know, for 3+ years.
Agreed.
How do you not find this compelling?
What athlete has ever been able to do that
like this?
At least current. Current
I was
going
to say. I know we got to get break. The only I would like to know what the few years after Jesse Owens, mm-hmm. the Olympics with Hitler.
I'm just trying to think historically. Ali did too.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah, no, I got you. But
we didn't live that, so we don't know.
No, and the book is still being written, so yeah, it's compelling. 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney, more calls on Cap. You know what? We'll do this the rest of the way out. We'll just finish up with this. A lot of different points of view. You guys want to get it in respectfully. We'll let you do it. If you disagree, you agree, all good. You know how we converse about these topics. You know how we do it on this show. Your calls more next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Do you have frequent heartburn, like the kind of heartburn where you stash antacids everywhere? You feel like you gotta have those chalky tablets for whenever heartburn might strike. Well, if that's you, you do know that there's an easier way to deal with heartburn, correct? Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, you can actually just not get heartburn in the first place. No more stashing antacids. Try Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
This is Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way to save a little money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. This is obviously Led Zeppelin. I did see the finally Bohemian Rhapsody, which is
great movie.
Almost, kind of the opposite of Led Zepp, as you would think. Although Led Zepp was referenced in the movie.
Yes.
Remember that? They said you're... They called him a poor man's or a poor group Led Zepp. Very good movie.
It was very good, especially if you like learning the history of how the songs came about.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like go higher. Yeah. That was really... Like, I was never a big Queen fan.
I was a huge fan.
I know you are.
BT knows from my pre-game day ritual.
Yeah.
Listen to Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, literally, the name of the movie was Bohemian... I loved it.
See, that's funny. That is the one song of Queen... that I wouldn't listen to if I was getting ready to play football. I wouldn't listen to Queen if I'm getting ready to play football at all. But I would listen to, like, Another One Bites the Dust or We Are the Champions. See, at least I could get, like, worked up.
But knowing me?
Yeah, I know. That's why it's funny.
You know why I
Of course I know.
Because I'm plotting cerebral, things out. But I still want to, like, escalate. You know,
I'm cerebral, too, man. What do you call me, stupid? I'm just, like, I just want to get fired up.
The opposite of cerebral is not stupid.
That's true.
It's animated.
Interesting.
Which you are.
Yes. Yes, but to be animated and to be interesting, don't you have to be cerebral?
No.
I think you do.
No.
Yeah.
They're not mutually exclusive.
I think they you kind of need a little element of...
I'm confused now.
Cerebrality. What?
Is that a word?
Let's get... Dan's in Wisconsin. Bottom line, it was a very good movie.
It was.
And it was 2 hours and 14 minutes. Jen and I watched it 2 nights ago. And you would think for a two-hour, almost two-and-a-half-hour movie, you'd lose interest. Not at all.
Agreed.
Very well done. Good movie. Danny, take it away, buddy. You're on Tiki and Tierney. What's up?
Oh, thanks. Hey, I was wondering, given the brain trust that is running the National Football League right now, if it is actually borne out that Kaepernick was paid $80 million to go away, what's to stop all but the highest-paid players from kneeling, sitting down, doing whatever during the national anthem?
Dan, that's a great point.
A huge settlement down the road.
That's a great point. I mean, if that's the case, if Mike Freeman's report from Bleacher Report is actually true, and they paid him $80 million. I mean, if I'm guys, I'm like, what can I do to get myself blackballed so that they want me to go away and then I can subsequently prove it and then make $80 million, which for most guys, non-quarterbacks, is more than they'll ever make in their careers.
Yeah.
You're right. And now the other side of that is that a lot of players have pride just to be great. So they don't, I mean, they, you know what I mean? They want to fit the mold of being a great player as opposed to being a disruptive force on the game.
Yeah.
I think it was a perfect storm with Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. If this proves out to be true,
mm-hmm.
And this is why this is sealed, and you're never supposed to find out about this. Eventually, we will.
Of course, we will.
But this is why, because if it's 80,
it's a big number.
That's a big number.
But at least specific to the point made by the last caller about maybe opening up a door for other lawsuits, and you got to remember, it was really the perfect storm at least from a financial point of view, for Cap to cash in here.
Yeah,
because as a quarterback, it's easier to identify. Really, there's just a dearth of good quarterbacks.
Yeah, 80.
There's really not that many good quarterbacks. So to take like a linebacker, I don't know that the general public would be as wrapped up and animated about a linebacker whose skills are eroding as Cap's were, to be fair, at the end of his run there a little bit. It's just not as identifiable to the average fan. But for a quarterback, in a quarterback driven league that is usually the focal point of many discussions, it's a little bit easier to get behind a quarterback. And
agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, because he's just a natural leadership position, as you mentioned. Here's the other thing to think about. If it is 80 per team, it's only $2.5 million.
Yeah, no, I hear
which
you.
Which is nothing.
No, I know.
It's a rounding error, especially with the cap going up.
By the way, it is a word.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah.
Did you know that before you said it?
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't say it. I mean, listen, I mean.
You're not me?
I didn't say it with the most confidence, but I did really believe that it was a word, just an extension of the word cerebral, you know, attaching a different form of it. Yeah, that's actually basic stuff, like you know, I don't know. It's been a long week, dude. Kevin is in New Jersey. Kevin is on Tiki and Tierney. Kevin, go ahead. Before we get the update, we'll get some more calls as well. What's up, Kev?
Well, you guys were just talking a little while ago about what teams Colin Kaepernick would play for.
Yeah.
What about the Giants?
Yeah, BT mentioned that.
I said that, Kev.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got a perfect setup. I mean, if you get Haskins in the draft, fine.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you know, he's getting up in age, Eli.
Yep.
Colin Kaepernick can come in if you sign him for a 1-2 year deal. And then, you know, he's capable. He can run. He's got legs. He can throw the ball. And I just think that would be a great solution for the Giants' problem.
Yeah, look, Eli had a pretty decent year last year. You know, 66% completion percentage, which is highly above his career average. Almost 4,300 yards, 22 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. But it didn't feel like that. The challenge with the Giants, and it came to me as he was just talking. Like, the Giants don't do quick fixes at quarterback, right? It's think about the history of the Giants of quarterbacks.
It's true.
Right? You have to go for – there's a little bit from Fossil's early years where it was just like hit and miss.
Yeah.
Dave Brown.
They went through a bunch of guys.
Yeah, Dave Brown, Kent Graham,
yep.
Danny Cannell.
Yep.
Even Mike Cherry from Texarkana.
I almost forgot about Mike Cherry.
He had a couple of plays of starts in there. And then we found Kerry Collins.
Yep.
And there was stability,
mm-hmm.
right, for a while, six years or so. And then they drafted Eli. And, of course, he wanted to make his mark by finding the franchise quarterback. And he orchestrated the deal with the Mannings and got Eli. And that's been the guy since.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think about that. I mean,
it's a long time.
It's a long, long time. The Giants aren't in the market for, let's get a quick fix, and we'll figure it out from there.
Totally agree. I mean, you know the franchise as well as anybody. But the one thing that I would add to that is this is a little unique in the sense that never had the Giants had so many offensive weapons that mm-hmm. are, let's be honest, with all due respect to Eli, kind of being held back.
Agree.
So if there's ever time to maybe change that,
mm-hmm.
that business model of a quick fix, it could be now. Because you're dealing with windows of contracts, of primes, of you got to get somebody in there that can move a little bit and that can still throw the football 50 yards on a dime down
eventually
the field.
You're going to have to make a decision on Evan Ingram. That'll be 2 years from now. Sterling Shepard, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon's 4 years from now, but still, it's going to come.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to maximize their controllable years as much as possible.
Correct.
Right now.
We'll get some more calls coming up. We've got the Blast as well. Tell you about the big college hoops games over the weekend. And we'll do that after Jay Berman's update, which is coming at you right now.
This is Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay, it is time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day. Get a couple of calls as well. And we've got a statement from Matt the Mooch. Cooch, we got a statement.
Nice.
Today's question coming in from John in Florida. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our Ask the Pros question of the day. And he says, all right, guys, if you were Colin Kaepernick, just got $80 million, would you play football again?
Nope.
I mean, the easy answer is no. I hear you. I can't, like, I'm a competitor, and so are you. I would want to play sports. Mm. If my body was allowing me to play, I would want to get back out there. I wouldn't be driven by money.
Let's not forget he was banged up a little bit.
I know. It's impossible to answer this. I'm going to answer it just from my mindset. I would want to try to play again. Hell, this is coming from the guy who learned how to play golf righty, or tried to, because I had two herniated discs and I couldn't play lefty.
You know what I would do?
What?
I'd go dominate the Alliance.
The Alliance.
The Alliance of American Football. Before we get off the air, we'll preview some of these games that are coming up this weekend.
Hit that a little
bit.
The
most important one is on CBS Sports Network.
Of course it is. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. All right, the Mooch has spoken. Matt the Mooch. I mean, Cooch.
Cooch. What'd he say?
This week, I made comments that were out of touch and insensitive, making a bad situation worse. They missed about 50 minutes ago. The PGA released a statement as well. They made it seem like I was marginalizing David Ortiz and his financial situation, which was not my intention. I read them again, and I cringe. This is not who I am and not who I want to represent. My entire tour career, I've tried to show respect and positivity. In this situation, I have not lived up to those values or to the expectations I've set for myself. I let myself, my family, my partners, and those close to me down. But I also let David down. I plan to call David tonight, something that is long overdue, to apologize for the situation that he has been put in, and I've made sure that he has received the full total that he has requested. And then there's some other gibberish,
What's the full total?
I think it's $150,000.
I don't know if he requested that much.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it?
Check that out, Connor. Yeah, I think it was $150,000.
See if he requested $150,000, because they had a contract for three.
No, it was if he made the cut. It was $1,000 if he missed the cut. It was $1,000 if he missed the cut. It was $2,000 if he made the cut. It was $3,000 if he went top 20, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was $4,000 if he went top 10, $5,000 if he won.
Yes. Yeah.
Somewhere along there. I know it was one for the making the cut and two for the, you know, for seeing the weekend. But that's not the point. I mean, and that never was the point. And, you know, I was getting into it. I got to tell you, not into it, but because I love him, but our buddy Brandel Chambly.
Yeah. What did Brandel say?
I wasn't kidding when I said it's been a rough week. Kinsley was thrown up at 3 in the morning. And you know when that happens, you just don't go back to sleep.
No, you're right.
You know, and the kids
are worried about her.
Of course. But not to mention, you know, doing sheets and up with your wife. And because when the kids cough, she's still 2. So they're still learning what they can control and what they can't. Any parent that's been through this, it's scary. But sometimes they cough so violently that they make themselves throw up.
Right.
Last night was a tough one. Let me see. So that's why I'm scrolling to the gate here a little bit. What am I even looking for? Oh, the Brandel Chamblee stuff, right? So Brandel tweeted, let me find this on my page. He said, this was a couple of hours ago, and I love it. I guess I'm proven right here. He says, I continue to be baffled at the Kuchar-Caddy controversy. They had an employment agreement, clearly beneficial to both parties. Ortiz's normal day rate is $200. He works 6 days a week, so $62,400 a year. Kuchar paid him 5 times his day rate. Bonuses are for tour caddies who suffer travel expenses. And I subtweeted, strongly disagree. Sometimes simply doing the right thing is far more important than simply adhering to an arranged agreement. This is absolutely one of those occasions. He looks incredibly petty and woefully out of touch with the other 99.999% of society. And I ended it with weak. And then, of course, he wrote me back. We just totally disagreed on this. But the fact that Cooch is coughing up the 150 large, doesn't it validate my point? Makes me look right. So, Brandel, I won this one, buddy.
I think his sponsors probably in
pulled. Oh, he wanted 50,000. I'm sorry.
I thought it wasn't.
Yeah, whatever. But he wanted more than 5.
If he wanted 50, why not just pay him 50?
Well, that's what we said 3 days ago when this surfaced.
But if someone was asking him to pay him $150,000, that's a different story.
Okay, but they weren't. But it was 50, so 50. I was off on it. Was $50,000.
But I agree with Brandel. I agree with Brandel to an extent. Like, tour caddies, that's your life. Right, mm-hmm. Like you travel, you are out of pocket for a lot of your life.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
not when you're on the tour.
Yes, you are.
If you're humping bags at the old Nike minor league outfit, you are. Yeah, I guess. But if you're on Matt Kuchar's bag, you're a millionaire. You're a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making multiple millions of dollars each year.
Yeah.
But based on the,
my point is, you're not waking up at night. You're not waking up in the morning. Going over to the club, carrying some bags, going home.
If you're a caddy on the tour.
Yeah, like if you're Joe LaCava.
Well, right? That's correct. We have to go out and you plot each, you know, if we miss the green by here. Here's a bunker.
Tiger Woods is playing.
They got to plot out the whole course.
Playing in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Joe LaCava's there on Monday.
And Joe LaCava's taking a private jet out there in all probability with Tiger.
No, he's not.
Okay, well, then he's staying at a 5-star hotel. Well, he's not humping it at some 2 nickel and flea bag motel.
But my point is, it's work.
And I understand it's work.
If Tiger goes and craps the bed and finishes 70th, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And makes $50,000, Joe gets 5, you know?
Yeah. If
Tiger wins.
I understand that.
You know?
But if Joe gets 5 when Tiger makes 70, why the hell did this poor guy get $5,000 when Matt Kuchar won $1.3 million?
Because he wakes up in his bed. It's right around the.
I don't care if he wakes up on a bed of roses or on a bed of nails.
It's 5 miles away.
Do the right thing.
Look, he did ultimately do the right thing. But I get why this was not.
You do.
He didn't feel like this was a big deal.
Oh, don't be an elitist. Don't be an elitist, please.
I would have given.
What would you have done?
I would have handed him $25,000.
Exactly.
Thanks, so, bud.
Exactly.
Appreciate you.
I would have given him five. I would have given him $5,000. That's ridiculous.
You're right. But I wouldn't have given him 10%. I wouldn't have given my tour caddy's contract 10%.
Okay. If you want to have a little separation between the two, that's cool. But once this controversy ensued, just write the check and make it all go away.
I don't disagree.
I know spending other people's money is wrong. I get that. And just because you have $37 million in the bank doesn't mean cutting the check for 50 or 90 or 100 is like dropping a dollar at the card in New York City. I understand that. But isn't PR important at that level? He looked cheap. And by the way, what's the guy's name? You see him on ESPN all the time. The caddy. He's great. He's a funny guy. I'm forgetting his name. He's a little heavy set. He's got bald head. He's got the beard. What's his name? He does all the funny hits from all the tour stops. He's great. He's got a podcast. You know what he said about Cooch today? He said he's the biggest phony out there.
Really?
Quote. That's what he said.
Oh, come on.
He was on tour for 20 years. This guy was a caddy.
Maybe. But they also say the same.
Michael Collins. Thank you. Michael they also Collins. Say
the
great,
they
great
also
guy.
Say the same thing about Phil.
But I believe that. Phil is half phony. He is. I mean, I love Phil, but you hear a lot of stories. I mean, you know.
I've had a couple interactions with Cooch. He was great.
Cooch. I mean, Cooch. All right, so I'm going to go back to calling him Cooch.
Cooch.
But for this week, he was the Mooch.
Yeah, he paid up his
$50,000. So it's about time. Only because we got on him, like we forced him to.
Yes, there's an article on CBS Sports that you need to check out. And BT didn't believe this. Good, I didn't believe it either.
Is this a story about the quarterback?
Yes.
This is incredible.
So Luis Perez, who is the quarterback of the Birmingham Iron. The Birmingham Iron are playing this weekend. Or they're hosting the Salt Lake City Stallions of the Alliance. It's on TNT. You can check it out because he's going to get a chance to start. Josh Woodrum, who was the starter last year, got hurt in last week's their loss last week. But this kid, Luis Perez, so in high school, he was an elite bowler, like almost went for his PBA card, Professional Bowlers Association card. Right? He's rolled 12 perfect games.
Wow. How many high school? What percentage of high schools do you think even have teams? 10?
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
In the Midwest it's more prevalent.
Probably, but
yeah.
We didn't even. I can't think of one in our.
High school?
I can't think of one in the area that
I think
had
we
one.
Did. We actually did. We did.
So, he was good enough to be a professional bowler.
Yep.
He decided I can play. I can bowl when I'm 50. I can't play football when I'm 50.
He
sitting with this girl at a football game and says, who's now his wife, and says, I want to try out back. I want to play football again because he played when he was a little kid. I want to play football again. So he learns how to play football by watching YouTube. This is insane. Like the drops and the how to read coverages. Watching YouTube.
This is the equivalent of me watching YouTube trying to get the right grip on the golf club, which
exactly.
I do incessantly every
exactly.
spring,
exactly.
and it never works.
And so he goes to a small junior college, Southwestern, and. Just and walks
Southwestern.
On.
Southwestern. What state
I have
is
no
that
idea.
In? It could literally be
Southwestern
in any state.
Community College.
It could be in any state.
I don't know where it is. It doesn't really
okay.
sell. He makes obviously walks on.
Mm-hmm.
He's like ninth quarterback.
There's no way I believe that part.
But
there's
think,
no way that the junior
the,
college has
BT,
a nine.
Here's,
nine
here's,
people
here's
on the
what
depth
I think.
Chart.
Here's what I think it is. It's
mm-hmm.
like, what do you want to play?
Mm-hmm.
I want to play quarterback.
Okay,
you're quarterback, but then you go to be wide receiver. Then you leave. You don't you can't make the attrition of camp. Whatever.
Okay.
And so it ends up being like 5 or 4.
Okay.
As opposed to 9. But anyways, he's the last one because he hasn't played football at a high school level. He ends up not only making the team. Eventually, he ends up starting and starts winning a couple of games.
Uh-huh.
Then he transfers to a D2 school where he wins the starting job there. Wins the equivalent of the D2 Heisman, and then gets picked up for an NFL team.
Which I think Danny Woodhead won a couple of years ago.
I think you're right.
More than a couple
forget,
at this point.
I forget the name of the...
Pretty sure Woodhead won that award.
I forget the name of the award. I was the award. I was looking at it before, but the Harlan Hill Trophy.
Okay.
And ends up going to the NFL as a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't make the team, but now here he is getting a chance to start for the Alliance because Josh Woodrum got hurt. And, I mean, this is what will make the Alliance interesting is when there are stories like this, if the kid excels,
yep.
right? If he goes and plays.
The fact that he's even still here is amazing.
It is amazing. But the big game that I'm going to look for this weekend is on CBS Sports Network, the Orlando Apollos at the San Antonio Commanders. Obviously, I did the Commanders game last week.
Yep.
Their defense played fantastic. But really, on the other side, it's Steve Spurrier. Spurrier's offense,
yo coach,
with its Philly special,
mm-hmm.
or I guess Apollo special that they ran last week, it's really compelling how innovative they're using their offensive schemes to take advantage. Really, Spurrier's to take advantage of the league here. So lots of games this weekend. They're across the NFL Network. The NFL Network has both evening games on Saturday and Sunday. TNT has the morning or the early game. The City Stallions, the Salt Lake City Stallions against the Birmingham Iron.
Where do they play
about.
In Utah? Do you know?
I don't know where they play in Utah, but in Birmingham, it's at Legion Field.
Yep.
And then the Alamo Dome, where we'll be on CBS Sports Network, the Apollos and the San Antonio Commanders.
Well, I've just heard the story that will trump Kurt Warner's story.
Yeah.
If it ever actually works.
Yeah, if he actually makes it to the National Football League, you mean?
Granted, I guess you got to win a championship and win some MVPs and all that stuff. But, I mean, to be a bowler? And then watch it on YouTube on how to master the art of playing quarterback and then somehow go to a junior college and we'll assume because it makes the story sound great. I can't believe there's eight guys in front of him, but he's ninth on the depth chart at junior college.
What do you want to play? I want to play quarterback.
I understand.
All nine guys line up at quarterback. All right, you're actually a wide receiver.
Yeah,
maybe. You go play safety.
But then how good of a junior college program is it if that's the case?
That
he still was able to persevere.
Wasn't that
good. That's the point. It makes the story even better.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
he got moved up to a D2 school. You're right.
Oh, then he wins the D2 Heisman. This is ridiculous what I've heard here.
It is.
Wow. All right. Let me see. Who do you guys have this weekend? Who's Virginia playing? Why don't I have... I don't know Virginia's playing.
Are they off?
No, they can't be off on a Saturday. Well, actually, they could be. They might have that one bye. I know Johnny's in Villanova Sunday at the Garden. I'm looking forward to that.
Virginia has Notre Dame. That's right.
All right, that's a win. Notre Dame is down. What's some of the good games here? Yeah, Virginia's home.
Michigan, Maryland.
Yeah. Let's see. Iowa State, Kansas State's pretty good there. And, of course, Tennessee, Kentucky.
Yep.
Our guy, Admiral Schofield, who we had on the show earlier. Yeah. TK, have a great weekend, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
Everybody enjoy the time with your family and all the other good stuff. We'll catch you on Monday. Peace. Gotta go.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.